Space Stroller from December 24th, 2019. Still in the cockpit, still Emily and Chipu talking. And Emily says, "Chipu, correct me if I'm wrong, you're transgender." And Chipu says, "To put it crudely, yes, and it's none of your damn business." And the second panel, Emily, trying to sort of reach out to him, says, "And this next inquiry is really none of my business. I'd like to know what medical options you might desire." And Chipu, a little angry, says, "Why?" And then next panel, Emily alone says, "Because I'd prefer to look into medical options for you so you don't end up in some back alley robot butcher shop." Next panel, Chipu, rather upset and face tight at this point, and he says, "If you're asking if I'm pre-op, I am. And yes, I desire sex reassignment surgery. And if you can actually make this happen, you'll have my full devoted service for the whole rest of this mad mission to help Aitana." In the next panel, Emily, with her hands up defensively, says, "That's all good and noble, but if I arranged surgery, there'd be no strings attached." And Chipu, with his eyes sort of rolled back a little, says, "Whew, despite my unrealistically optimistic intentions, I tend to be a slave to my own erratic impulses." And in the last panel, Emily, brows a little furrowed, says, "Mind you, as commander of this mission, I still expect you to obey my every word so that we don't all die." And Chipu continues, "I view my death like I view cursing. It's fine. I'm fine with it as long as it's creatively colorful."